His mass is being offered for the pose of the soul of Ida Rivera and Dan and Roseanne Houlihan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here in this third passage, third chapter of John, it's the passage that comes immediately before that famous passage that is always placed upon t-shirts by Protestants and those who want to proclaim the gospel in sports in so many ways, John 3:16. And so it's all a part of this dialogue with Nicodemus that we began yesterday, where he comes to him in secret at night, and our Lord reveals to him the necessity, as we spoke about yesterday, of baptism. That's what our Lord said. Baptism is necessary for salvation, says the Lord. Then he follows it up with it and gives a light condemnation, a light rebuke to Nicodemus, reminding him that he must be born from above, that the Spirit goes where he wishes, even though you can't see it, you don't know exactly where it is, but everyone must be born of the Spirit. He then goes on to say something which is interesting. If you don't pay attention to, you'll miss it. He says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak." Who is he referring to? He says, "We speak." Our Lord here in the Gospel of John is alone. He and Nicodemus alone. So how do we have this passage? How do we know what happened here? Nicodemus told John the Beloved exactly what happened in this intimate conversation. And he records there that our blessed Lord refers to himself in the second person plural, we. He's admitting here that he, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are one. He's saying that we testify to these things. We speak about you these things that we have heard, but you people do not accept our testimony. That is the testimony of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, into whom he is calling and will make all the more explicit at the end of the gospel, into whom he must be baptized. This is all a part of the baptismal reality that our Lord is seeking to explain to those who are here. And how are they to be born of the Spirit? How is anybody born of the Spirit? To be born of the Spirit, to be born of above, as Pope Pius XII, I'll share with you something, this venerable servant of God, this is what he says about this particular passage. This is this Pope of happy memory who served during the Second World War to be able to protect the Jews, to keep the church together, and to fight against the horrors of all these ideologies that are so destructive to the church. He writes this. While fulfilling his office as preacher, Jesus chose apostles, sending them as he had been sent by the Father, namely as teachers, as rulers, as instruments of his holiness in the assembly of the believers. He appointed their chief and his vicar on earth as Peter. He made known to them all things whatsoever he had heard from his Father. He also was determined that through baptism, those who should believe would be incorporated into the body of the church. And finally, when he came to the close of his earthly life, he instituted at the Last Supper the wonderful sacrifice and sacrament of the Eucharist. He goes on to say a bit later, the church was born from the side of our Savior on the cross, like a new Eve, mother of all the living. And it is now, says the great Saint Ambrose, speaking of the pierced side of Christ, that it is built, it is now formed, it is now that it is molded, it is now that it is created, now it is that arises a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. On the cross, then, the old law died in order to give way to the New Testament, of which Christ had chosen the apostles as qualified ministers. And through And although he had been constituted the head of the whole human family in the womb of the Blessed Virgin, it is by the power of the cross that our Savior exercises fully the office itself of head of his church. We see here when our Pope Pius XII is speaking here in his great work Mystici Corporis on the mystical body of Christ, speaking about how souls attain to salvation in this beautiful mystical body of Christ, which is his church. You and I enter and become incorporated into that through baptism, through flowing through the side of Christ, through, as our Lord spoke yesterday, as receiving new birth through water and the Spirit. There's a great grace that the Lord imparts to each of us, but he wishes you and I to accept it all the more, and that is why you and I, one, during this time of Easter, should give great thanks for the reality that we are living in Christ through baptism, which made us Christians after Christ. It is the sacrament which makes Christians. Apart from the sacrament, our Lord says, salvation is not to be sought. Therefore, during this time, not only to give thanks for our own baptism, but as well to seek that those souls who are unbaptized are indeed brought into the fold of Christ. For our Lord desires that all men should be saved. And so doing so, he provided that they might be born anew, born again from above, that is by water and the Spirit, that is by his great sacrament of baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.